This week, Prosecutor Andrew Murray switched courthouses from Mecklenburg counties to the U.S. District Courthouse down the street. Murray is now the top federal prosecutor for Mecklenburg and 31 other counties. He spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia about the lessons he learned over his 7 years as DA and what his enforcement priorities are in his new role as U.S. Attorney for North Carolina's Western District. He told her they include a continued focus on transnational gangs.
Certainly MS-13, of making certain that we look at the drug trafficking here and everywhere in this district, looking at human trafficking, making sure of protecting officers and violence against officers. They're the main. Opioid is an epidemic across this district. It's an epidemic across the nation. So we need to collaborate with our local law enforcement partners, with those that are in nonprofits around this district. We need to get a hold of opioid addiction. That's the main priority right now.
President Trump has not held back sometimes, offering his opinions on how certain cases should be prosecuted. Do you see that having any impact over how you'll proceed with different cases?
My job is to do justice, to follow the law, and to follow the facts of specific cases and to apply that to the law. So I don't see anything other than following the law of this United States and making sure it's applied fairly.
What do you think you'll take from your experience in the district attorney office to this new position?
Well, I hope I learned a lot of lessons along the way. It was a large learning curve when I first started, and I expect it'll be a learning curve here. But most of all, it is to make certain that I listen to the people, to my constituents, to what is going on, to what is of concern, and to make certain that I use the resources efficiently and effectively to protect them and keep them safe.
During your tenure as district attorney, you saw some pretty high-profile cases, two of which involved police shootings with Keith Scott and, more recently, Ruben Galindo. What do you say to folks out there that are still not happy with decisions not to press charges or to go forth with those cases?
I tell them to review the release that we did. I provided all the evidence. We're as transparent as possible. And it's my belief, once you review everything in that release, all of the evidence, all of the facts, that you'll come to the same conclusion that I came to. Don't just listen to outside sources. Don't listen to just media. Go in and read the report. I think the decision was obvious in both of those cases. They were tragic. They're unfortunate. But the fact is each officer had the right, based on self-defense, to protect his life or the life of others.
As far as changes the city of Charlotte is undergoing the past couple of years, especially with these high-profile cases, I mean, in your position as district attorney, you were able to see the city evolve a little bit. I mean, did you have any big takeaways from where you were sitting?
I think absolutely. I think I evolved along with the city, right? When I first did officer-involved shooting, I would do a two-page report saying why we made the decision. And then it ended up to be 230 and 250 pages of reports with pictures and interviews and everything, because the public needs to know that they are entrusting me and others with maintaining justice and making certain justice is done in this community. So being transparent is something I will do to the best of my ability. Now, I always talk about responsible transparency, and that is protecting others' right, protecting others' own privacy. But with that, as much as I can, being transparent is part of the job.
I wanted to ask you about your recommendation for Mr. Spencer Merriweather. And you're a Republican. He's a Democrat. What stuck out to you about him?
Well, first of all, I'll tell you that justice doesn't have an R or a D behind it. Justice is justice. And so Spencer is an incredibly qualified, capable now district attorney. He was on my team for 7 years, and he was hired by my predecessor. He had shown himself to have great common sense, to be a leader. He was on my leadership team. He had tried some extremely difficult cases, some rape cases, and he ran my habitual team, an important team to keep in the city safe, to make sure habitual offenders get off the streets. And so he had risen to the top of being the most qualified person in my office to take the job.
Was there any particular piece of advice that you left him with?
I told him to do what he had done from the time I was there, and certainly to make certain that he picked good, exemplary people and make sure that they are around him and help him and assist him, as I did, a team of those that are willing to play devil's advocate or are willing to challenge you. And that's important, to have somebody to keep you in check.
That's Andrew Murray. He was sworn in this week as U.S. Attorney for North Carolina's Western District. He spoke with WFAE's Sarah D'Elia.